Laureen Powell Jobs is with me. She's the board chair of the XQ Institute. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Why reinvent high school? What's wrong with high schools as we know them?
High school hasn't been reinvented in over 100 years. It was designed for early 20th century workforce needs. In the last 100 years, the rest of our world has changed radically, but schools have not, and workforce needs have changed radically. In fact, for the students who are in school today, 65% of them will take jobs that haven't even been created yet. The innovation and creativity that's so manifest in the rest of society needs to be turned on our school systems.
There are a lot of smart people working on these issues of school reform. Why crowdsource this?
Well, we believe strongly that local communities have the solutions, have the knowledge, have the wisdom, understand what the needs are for all the students that live in the communities. And because education is such a local endeavor, we believe that this has to happen, the change has to happen at the local level in order for it to be sustained and meaningful and relevant.
But you do see this happening on a larger scale, right? You're not seeking to create a couple of new schools. You're hoping that this could really reach to all of public education.
Well, we think that the need is abundant across America. So, of course, we are hoping that we get to seed these thoughts of innovation. We have a crowdsourcing and a really beautiful platform that can then reach out to all communities so everyone can participate and learn from each other.
Can you describe a little bit more some of what you see as outdated in our high schools?
Teachers have told us across the country that what's severely outdated is the teacher at the front of the classroom as the font of knowledge, because as we know, access to knowledge and information is now ubiquitous. So instead, teachers want to help students learn how to think so that they can be lifelong learners. They want to be facilitators. They want to encourage project-based learning and collaborative-based learning, and they want absolutely relevant learning so that students can understand the applicability of what they're learning to the problems in the world that they're going to be faced with.
Now, I wonder if there's a risk of focusing too much on STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math. There are many people who believe we're actually overemphasizing those fields and producing more graduates than there are jobs in those fields.
I much prefer STEAM to STEM. So the insertion of the A is arts writ large. And when you learn how to think, that means that you actually need to understand how others have thought before you. How have others made sense of the world? So that includes poets and writers and philosophers and dancers, and then how people think in all different circumstances and in all different industries. So our focus would be misunderstood if it came across as just about science and engineering.
You co-founded a program called College Track, helping students whose parents didn't go to college prepare for and apply to college themselves. I'm wondering how that experience shaped your impressions about high school and maybe what isn't happening in high school that you think should be.
That experience has completely informed me over the last 16 years. Generally, the students that we work with go to high schools that have about a 75% high school completion rate and about a 10% college admissions rate for their graduates. And so compared to their cohorts in their neighborhoods, they're beating the odds, certainly, but not because they're particularly gifted. I have found that talent and IQ is evenly distributed across America, but opportunity is not. And so what we do is we remove obstacles, we bridge the information gap, we give a lot of scaffolding around academic rigor and social and emotional learning, but students bring to us the willingness to go the extra mile, the determination, and the self-belief, and they do magnificently.
So people in education are perhaps understandably skeptical when wealthy philanthropists say they want to reinvent education. I think we've seen some examples where there's been a lot of pushback. Mark Zuckerberg's $100 million gift to Newark schools with what many would call disappointing results. And of course, the Gates Foundation has a lot of critics. So how do you respond to that kind of pushback?
I think of it in a few ways. First, I'm not coming to this work thinking that I have any answers. I do not have the answer to solve the ills that have beset public education. I come to the work as a beneficiary of public education, an education that worked for me 30 years ago that I see is no longer working for young people. And it's one of the pillars of American society that we cannot compromise on. I come to it with humility and passion and a sense of gratitude that education was my portal to opportunity, and I want to make sure that it is for others.
And yet you see how hard it is to make change. I mean, everyone pretty much agrees at this point that teenagers need to be sleeping later and we need to start school in high school later. And even that we can't seem to achieve. Will the super school at least start later?
I think if students are on teams and people are really listening to students' voices, then yes.
What gives you, you know, hope that there actually could be a systemic reinvention of this institution that is, you know, over a century old?
Well, so far we have seen enormous embrace of our initiative and people are really excited about it, and it gives me a tremendous amount of optimism because we're just in early days and we're hearing from teachers and school leaders and parents and students who are very, very excited to be part of this. I can't wait to see what communities come up with. I think we're all going to be really surprised and inspired.
Laureen Powell Jobs is board chair of XQ Institute. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.